This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin has a shortage of quality, affordable housing, but people with disabilities often have even fewer options. Phoebe Petrovic reports on one group of parents taking unusual steps to help their children with disabilities find housing tailored to their needs.
On a Tuesday in Mount Horeb, five women have gathered at a cafe table crowded with coffee cups and thick binders.
Why don't you talk about your homework?
So my homework is...
Today, they're talking about grant applications. Some are specific.
Oh, here's the one. Do not use grant funds on posters and excessive begging.
The group needs to raise $500,000 to help build an apartment complex they're calling Home of Our Own. These parents and grandparents all have adult children with disabilities who still live with them. The group's leaders, Marianne Omakin and Susan Wallach, met over 20 years ago when their children, Amy and Frank, were in preschool. Amy and Frank both have autism and are nonverbal. Wallach says she and Omakin often spoke about their children's futures.
What happens when our children grow up, and where are they going to live, and what are their lives going to look like? Because we know these are not going to be children who are going to be independent someday.
Amy and Frank are now in their mid-20s and still live with their parents. But Omakin knows their children can't live with them forever.
Let's face it, we are going to die one day. And we would much rather plan thoughtfully and to not have the planning be driven by a crisis.
The parents worry about what will happen when they're no longer able to care for their children. And they say they don't want to put them in group homes or isolated apartments, worrying it might expose them to abuse. People with intellectual disabilities experience sexual assault at a rate 7 times that of those without disabilities, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. So Omakin says that for the past 6 years, the families behind Home of Our Own have met weekly, trying to figure out how to build a place where their children can live on their own, safely and affordably, among friends and neighbors in rural Wisconsin.
This is a really, really determined set of parents, and we just refused to give up.
They dreamed up a specific plan, an integrated community in small town New Glarus, welcoming residents of all abilities and incomes. Disability advocates, nonprofit developers, and state officials all say there's a shortage of affordable, accessible housing in Wisconsin. Even without a detailed wish list, it's slim picking, says Jason Belongi, Assistant Director of Access to Independence, which serves people of all disabilities and ages in South Central Wisconsin.
There's a very significant shortage of housing stock that is both affordable and accessible for people with disabilities.
In the past few years, the state has seen an increased demand for supportive housing, like Home of Our Own, where some residents get assistance from caretakers. That's according to the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. David Ginger oversees their allocation of tax credits for affordable developments.
I suspect I could allocate all my tax credits to supportive housing for the next couple of years and still not make a huge dent into the need.
Home of Our Own has applied for these tax credits, which would largely cover the $8 million project. They've also gotten approval from New Glarus. They have secured a plot of land and drawn up building designs. Omakin says they're getting closer.
Oh my gosh. In some ways, it feels like this has been the longest journey of our lives. But in other ways, it feels like all of a sudden it's moving really quickly.
It's been tough, but Susan Wallach, the group's other leader, says their children have kept them going.
Our children are the most amazing teachers, and they're the most remarkable people. And if we are strong, it is because our children have taught us to be strong.
If the parents succeed, they'll create 40 new homes in Wisconsin. But advocates say there are still thousands of people needing quality, affordable, accessible housing. And to answer that need, it'll take more than just a few dedicated parents. Phoebe Petrovic, Wisconsin Public Radio.